Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. Happy New Year and belated Merry Christmas to you. God is good. I am so much appreciative of the anointing of God and the power of God and the presence of God. Amen. That's going throughout these airwaves, this airwave, amen, by way of the internet. I thank God for you. I want you to know that on behalf of the Hill family and the Deliverance in the Word Prophetic Ministries here in Kansas City, Missouri, we are praying for you. Amen. I want you to know that the best is yet to come. 2018, the season, amen, that you're in, God is predestined. He has an assignment for you, and God is going to make that assignment, amen, in your life plain so that you may run and not tarry. Praise God. I want to talk this moment, whatever time frame that you're listening to me, and I need you to turn the volume up a little bit because there's nobody in the studio but you and I. And before I got on the air, I've been praying. Before I got on the air, in preparation of this teaching that God dropped in my heart to come to you and to ask you some series of questions. Now, I'm asking these questions because as apostle, a prophet in the Lord's house, these are questions that you've been asking yourself and you've been asking God. So I'm believing that in the moments, minutes that we have together, the majority of your questions will be answered. Turn your Bible, get your Bible to First Samuel chapter 3. Now, I'm going to rush through this because time is not permitting me, but get your pencil and your paper and your pen. And let's write some things down, all right? First Samuel, chapter 3, all right, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." Let me go back to verse 4. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, and the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli. Wow. And said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a new thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. Now let me stop right here. So in a nutshell, we're looking at a prophet. We're looking at Samuel, who literally heard the voice of God. I think one of the, and I can't get mad at it, because he's developing an ear or a sense of hearing or knowing or getting acquainted with the voice of God. Here we have here again Samuel, who literally heard the voice of God. He was given to the temple to be a Nazarite, a lifetime servant in the temple. He was sitting under the foot or at the side of Eli. Eli's sons were very, very vile, sleeping with women of the tabernacle. But God was using Samuel to speak prophetically. He was getting Samuel trained to hear his voice. Now, this is what I want to ask you, and I need you to write this down. But before I ask you this question, I want to go over these verses again, and I want us to see something. Verse 1. Let's go back over verse 1 and let's ring these verses out, all right? And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass, I don't have time to teach that right there. There was no open vision. I don't have time to teach that. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Oh my God. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. He ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. So right here, Samuel the prophet is hearing the voice of God. So now my question would be to you, how many of you have hung out in church, did churchy things, and yet do not recognize or have a hard time of recognizing God's voice or God speaking to you? Is it possible? Let me ask it this way. Is it possible to come to church and to read the Bible, to read God's word, but you do not have a personal relationship in the Lord? Is it possible? There is a difference between knowing about God. Hear me. There is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God, between hearing about God and hearing God for yourself. I just said a mouthful right there. I'm going to say it again. There is a difference between knowing God or knowing about God and knowing God. And there is a difference between hearing about God and hearing God for yourself. And this is the season that you're in right now. You've been saying to yourself, hear me, in going into 2018, this is what you've been saying. I need to hear the voice of God for myself. It's not enough, and please hear me. My wife and I, we are pastors. Please hear me. It's not enough hear me, to hear the preach word through, or the word of God through your pastor. I'm not minimizing. I'm not shooting that down. It's not enough, however. You have to develop for yourself an ear to hear what God is saying to you. Oh, that's very critical. You've been crying and you've been lamenting and you've been asking God, God, I need a fresh. I don't want to do any more cliches. I don't want to have any more fake experiences, midnight rendezvous, none of that. I want to spend time with you. I need to know and to learn your voice. So how do you learn? How do you do that? How do you know or get to know the voice of God, Apostle? Apostle Hill, I hear what you're saying, but how do I get in that place in God that I know God's voice for myself? I'm glad you asked. Let's go to the Word. John 10. I'll wait. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. John chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. Read that. Read that with me. Well, let's go to verse 1. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Watch this. His sheep know his voice. Go back to 1 Samuel. Go back to 1 Samuel right quick. His sheep know his voice. Now, how do you and I get to know one another? By doing what? Spending time. Absolutely. 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 We wouldn't know one another's whatevers if we don't spend time with one another. You understand what I'm saying? If we don't spend time in the Word of God enough in prayer and in fasting, beloved, that's very, very important. I'm speaking to some pastors and apostles and prophets right now. And you said in your own heart, I'm going into 2018 fasting on my face before God. And I'm going to get a fresh perspective of what God is doing. I need God to revamp everything about God is getting ready. God is getting ready to revamp. As a result of your obedience and your willingness and your hunger to spend time in God's presence, God is getting ready to revamp your whole paradigm of ministry. In other words, he's revamping you. He's remaking you. He's bringing you up in a newness of his spirit. Another level of an authority in God as you begin to allow God to circumcise your ear so that you can hear a clear, crisp word from the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And the Bible said, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Now let's go all the way back to down to verse 4. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call thee not. See, there are some things in your life that God will distract you from even hearing or not being able to differentiate the voice of God. And in this season, you're going to have a clear, crisp way without distraction of hearing the voice of God. No distraction. I'm declaring and decreeing that over your life in this season going into 2018 as you spend time with God and God alone, that you will pull yourself away from all distraction, major distraction that will cause you not to hear the voice of God. And in this season that you're in right now, you've been saying you need a word from the Lord. But hear me, you can't get a word from the Lord if you don't know the voice, the word, or the voice of God. I'm going to say it again. You can't receive because you don't have any relationship with God, and you need that relationship with Him to be able to know and to discern God's voice. So how did Samuel do this? Verse 6 says, and the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. It's almost like Samuel was frustrated because here he's receiving a word, or he's hearing a word from the Lord, and the Lord is speaking to Samuel. But Samuel does not yet know how to discern as a prophet the voice of God. That's very crucial, that a prophet must learn the voice of God. And when I say the voice of God, I'm not talking about what Disney World or what Disney on TV has portrayed. I'm not talking about, as much as I love this movie, as much as I love this movie, The Ten Commandments, I love it. But I'm not talking about even the voice of God coming from the bush. I'm talking about the voice of God speaking to you and you alone. So with that being said, then, the question should be asked then, what does the voice of God sound like to me? Well, the only person that will be able to answer that question is you. Then the next question would be, if you can't answer it, why not? What has been causing you to be distracted so much in your life that you have not taken the time out to pray? We have to develop a place in God to hear the voice of God. Verse 7, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord as a prophet. He's a prophet. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. See, the grace of God is so powerful, beloved, that when you don't hear the voice of God, even when God speaks to you continually, God's grace and mercy, because of his grace and mercy, he will speak to you over and over and over till you get it. Oh, glory to God. Because it is not God's will for you to go into this next season of elevation, for you to walk into this new authority without recognizing who God is to you. Can I share this with you? The more time, the more you spend in the presence of God, the more his anointing and his power will be your portion. The more you spend in God's presence, you will not be distracted, and you will know his voice with surety. That's why Moses had to spend the long time that he spent on that mountain before God. I mean, there are numerous reasons he spent that time on the mountain with God. But he spent that time on the mountain with God, number one, to learn about God. There were a series of things that God spoke to him. What's in your hand? Put your hand in your bosom. Moses asked a question. If the people don't believe me, who shall I tell them sent me? There were some things that God and Moses had to come to grips with, had to come to the table with, because God was getting ready to send Moses, unbeknownst to him, back to the place that he came from. But before Moses could go back to the place that he came from and bring deliverance to 2 million plus some odd people out of 400-500 years of bondage, he, Moses himself, had to learn or know or get to know God's presence and power and his voice for himself. At that time, when God released him from, when God released Moses from his presence, from God's presence, it was on him and God alone, but the responsibility laid solely 100% on God, but yet the responsibility was on Moses, because Moses had to finish out and work out and through what God has been speaking to him all those many hours and nights on that mountain. And you and I in this season, must learn the voice of God all, even, watch this, even all over again. You said, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean, you know, you saints that says I've been in this way for 20 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. Listen, Samuel was taking care of the tabernacle, but he didn't know the voice of the Lord. He was doing churchy things, turning the lamp on, lighting the candles, the candlestick in the temple. He was doing all the churchy stuff, but he didn't know the voice of God. So many of us, we do churchy stuff. We do what we've been told to do, but we still do not have a relationship with God. So the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he arose and went to Eli. Now, if you notice, every time that God speaks to Samuel, he goes to the voice that's familiar to him. I'm going to say it again. Every time Samuel or God speaks to Samuel, he goes to the voice that's familiar to him. He doesn't go or doesn't recognize the voice that's calling him. Why? Why? Because he's not familiar with that voice. I submit to you today that there are people that's operating even in the fivefold ministry that only leans to the voice that are familiar to them or that's around them at that time and does not know the voice of God for themselves. That's critical. That's dangerous. Because I just read to you in John 10:3-4, Jesus said himself, my sheep know my voice. And the only way that you will get to know God's voice for yourself is when you spend time with God by yourself. No distraction. You say, Apostle, you keep hammering that nail on the... I have to, because in this season, again, in this season, going into 2018, God is getting ready to do some supernatural, tremendous... He's getting ready to turn. He's getting ready to make your life over. He's getting ready to make you over. Wouldn't it be a pitiful thing, if I could use that word, wouldn't it be a pitiful thing to be saved all these many years thinking that you're doing something that God told you to do, and God didn't speak to you and tell you everything that you've been doing, for the most part, has just been flesh. So now God is developing you. He's causing your ears to be circumcised so that you can hear correctly. I was driving in my car, and I was wanting to listen to a radio station here in Missouri. And as I was driving, and I was trying to listen to the radio station that was coming, that I was needing, I had to take the knob and I had to tweak the knob a little bit so that I could get the channel that I needed to hear on the radio on the radio station. Okay, in this season that you're going through right now, God is tweaking you. In all of the situations that you're going through, of all of the devastations that you've been experiencing, of all the sabotage things that people have been putting upon you, of all the witchcraft that you've been experiencing, of all the negative things that people have had your name in their mouth that you've been hearing or listening or discerning in this season, is all for the betterment that God is tweaking you to hear God's voice. And when you get that down, you can walk anywhere and command and demand, not by your voice, not by your escalation of your voice being raised, just by the presence of God being upon you, so that the molecular structure of that atmosphere, because of the anointing of God that's on you and in you, will change the power of God that's on your life. When you walk into any place, any situation, it will be conducive for the anointing of God that's in your life. God can do no mighty miracles, moves, signs, and wonders until his presence is in the room. That's why Jesus had to kick people out when he was getting ready to pray for Peter. Family. He had to do that because of doubt and unbelief was in the room. And where Jesus is, there can be no doubt, not belief. No cohabitation with the power of God, doubt, not belief at the same time. God is getting ready to move in your life like never before. So lift up your head, woman of God. Lift up your head, man of God. And allow this purging. Allow this revamping. Allow this renewing. Allow this new makeover to take place in your life. Don't kick against it. It's easier said than done, Apostle. I understand. But God is doing it. But you got to know that God is doing it. And then you got to realize that if you take your hand or keep your hand on the wheel, God will not do it. Take your hand off the wheel. Take your hand off of what's going on in your life, as troublesome as it might be. And allow God to put his hands on your life in a new way. And let's be like Samuel, who didn't at that time know or understand the voice of God. Let's lie down in his presence, in God's presence. Let's fast and pray and seek God like never before. Let's humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. The Bible said that he that humble himself under the mighty hand of God, God will exalt in due time. Your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. You don't need everybody to like you. You just need that one person that God will touch and bless you for the rest of your life. Lest you and I make a quality decision going into 2018. On our face before God in consecration to say, I'm going to take all the props. I'm going to remove all the props. Everything that I've been depending on, everything that I've been looking towards, I'm going to remove them. I'm going to destroy them, and I'm going to resurrect a new altar in my life. And I'm going to allow this altar to alter the situations and things in my life, in Jesus' name. I'm praying that. I want you to know that my wife and I, Deliverance in the Word, Prophetic Ministry, Church Family, is praying for you. We're interceding for you. I know the signal is going all around the world, but I want you to know that we're praying and interceding and standing in the gap for you. Until we come back on the air again, this is Apostle Terry Hill telling you that this is your season for a divine breakthrough in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody.